From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. When the new Congress convenes in a few weeks, Alaska will be represented by a Democrat for the first time in nearly 30 years. Mark Begich defeated the Senate's longest-serving Republican, Ted Stevens, last month. Now, as Stevens packs up his office, Begich is checking out his new surroundings in the nation's capital. Libby Casey of the Alaska Public Radio Network caught up with Begich a few days ago in Washington.
Hi, everyone. Chris Floor from the Chief of Staff.
Senator-elect Mark Begich managed to find his way around the Capitol during his first few days with some help.
Where I need to end up is the Senate Secretary, right?
Yeah.
Staffer and guide Suzanne Fleek snapped his picture in the Capitol subway car reserved for senators. A security guard checked to make sure he really belonged there.
I just flashed her my ID. It's United States Senator member ID. So they don't think I am a member, but the ID helps me. They're all saying, who's that kid? Is he a page?
At 46, Begich is the rookie and only Democrat in a small, tight-knit delegation of three. Alaska's Republican Congressman Don Young reminded him who's got seniority.
Welcome, Senator. We'll have some discussion after everybody leaves here about where I think we ought to go. And that's really the thing I'm looking at. And just welcome.
Begich may be the new kid on the block, but he and Young have history. Mark's father, Nick Begich, was Alaska's congressman in the 1970s. He was campaigning for re-election in 1972 when his plane disappeared over the Gulf of Alaska. Nick Begich was never found, and Don Young took his seat in Washington and has been there ever since. Mark Begich was 10 years old when his father disappeared.
If you ask any of my family members, I was the least likely to be sitting right here. I was not, you know, the person to be here.
Begich never graduated from college, instead getting a business license at the age of 16. But business led to public service on the Anchorage Assembly and eventually as mayor of Alaska's largest city. And now he's brought his family story full circle.
It's emotional to some degree and then just exciting, you know, because these halls I was in as a kid. But to be back here in this format is pretty cool. I think also I run into people that knew my dad, especially people who have been here a long time.
Begich's biggest challenge may be living down the ghosts of Alaska's past. Young and Senator Stevens gained fame in Alaska and infamy elsewhere for decades of bringing billions of dollars in earmarks to the state. Begich says that way of doing business is over.
Alaska got a bad reputation, which bled around the country, and people took a lot of criticism.
Begich plans to steer his own course, even if Democrats don't quite recognize him as one of their own. He's a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association and wants to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But Begich says he's in the perfect position to talk to people on both sides of the aisle.
I think that harsh, arm-twisting, it's my way or the highway, are, I think, the ways of the past. You know, will I fight and yell and scream about Alaska issues when it's necessary? You bet. But that's not, you know, 90% of my personality. My personality is like figuring out how to get people on board.
Begich will be sworn in on January 6th, just days after Alaska celebrates its 50th anniversary as a state. He says it's good timing for a new generation of leadership. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Washington.